Hey everybody, Larry Lawton here, and this is going to be a kind of serious video. I know everyone's going to start joking, oh, Larry's in a tie and a shirt, he wants to get serious for a minute, and I really do, and I'll tell you why I do. I've been getting a ton of emails, and as you can see, I'm not even going to what you could do with our channel. This has nothing to do with anything. At this point, this video is to all the young people who watch me, all the cops that watch me, because I do get a lot of your emails. And all your business owners out there, I really want to connect with you guys at this point. And I'm going to be touching on policing. And I'm talking about policing in the right way. And I've rarely done a dedicated video just to this. I might interview somebody. I might talk about it on the fringes. But this is my video to law enforcement, to the people, and to young people. See what we can do to help change the crazy shit going on in this country, because it's got to fucking stop. And I'm going to blame everybody on this, but I'm going to blame law enforcement to start. And I don't mean that to be negative towards them, because I know a lot of good cops, but I also know a lot of bad cops. And I literally know them. And now that I look back, I say, man, this fucking guy, how can you do that? Or why are you so hypocritical? And, you know, a lot of people who know me know I'm going to tell it like it is. You know, if you know, you might not like my views, or you might disagree with my views, which is great. And I might disagree or agree with you. But there's two things I always say. You're going to get the straight shit from me. You're going to get the straight talk from me. I'm not going to lie either. I'm not going to call you out unless it's right and I believe it and I did my research or whatever it is. I have a lot of police chiefs who know me very well, and they'll say one thing, Larry, you know, you tell it like it is. Sometimes you're pretty hard, but you tell it like it is, and you've never, you know, backstabbed me or said something that wasn't right. I might not like it. Maybe you should have went to me. And they might be right on those points, but I'm going to everybody right now, because, you know, law enforcement's gotten to the point where, first of all, let me emphasize this by everybody who doesn't know me out there, I'm an ex-con. Yes, I did almost 12 years, 11 straight years behind the walls for Hobbs Act, which is interfering with interstate commerce by way of racketeering, which is was the mobs to charge. But today, I am the only ex-con in the United States who carries that. And at some times, I'll be totally honest, I carry it with a hard heart. And that's sad. You know, I carry it to show young people that no matter how bad you are, you can change, or how bad you were. And I don't mean, when I say young people, I'm getting old, guys. I'm talking about people of 20, 30. I don't give a shit how old you are. I got out of prison at 46 years old, and I'm a new man. Obviously, you all know how old I am. So, and in a relatively short period of time, I think I've opened a lot of eyes and changed a lot of hearts about what criminals can be and criminals can't be. So with that said, I'm coming at this from two ways. I'm coming at it from an ex-con, and I'm coming at it from a cop. So an honorary police officer with the city of Lake St. Louis, who to this day, to me, is one of the best police departments I've ever been around, and the leadership of that police department is why. And I'm gonna get into that in a little bit right here. First of all, everybody comes up to me, and I get cops who email me, as well as a ton of people who email me on my sites and talk about what happened to their brother, sister, or even themselves, from abuse to the asshole cop that stopped them to do what. And there's a ton of those situations, and we're going to try to change that, but we have to also address the start of this. Since this is a policing tape, I'm going to start with the first thing we need to do. And the first thing is need to do is set the right policies. Okay, the reason this even video started was I got an email from a friend of mine, a civic leader where I live, and he just sent something to me about a police officer doing some rewriting training. That's your problem. You know, cops have been doing shit mostly wrong for 30 years, 40 fucking years. I can't even say I blame them. The times are different, times changed. The war on drugs was, we found out, the biggest bullshit in the world. It's not the end all of anybody out there. I mean, there's a lot of successful people out there with addicts when they were kids. I won't even say addicts, or maybe addicts, but you know, they dabbled in drugs, sold drugs, did shit, but they turned their lives around, whether because of time or they ran across somebody who did the right thing. and all of a sudden they're a successful businessman and they don't do it like myself. I've done every drug in the book. I won't even tell you what I do today. How's that? Because it has nothing to do what I do today. I will tell you one thing I believe in, and I'll never not believe in it. You control it. Don't let it control you in anything you do. I'm on the keto diet just for that reason, so I can control food. I was getting too heavy. But that again, I'm not going to get off case on this one. This is all about what we're doing here, and I'm talking about policy. Well, the reason I started with policy is they said, can you say something? First of all, if the cops do not bring in me or somebody like me, that civic leader who happens to be an African-American friend of mine, another criminal or a nurse or a business owner who has interest in that city, and a police officer, a frontline police officer, not the mucky mucks, not the chiefs all the time. You know, they have one policy. The chiefs aren't it anymore. Yes, they run the department, they direct the people, they watch resources, and if they're good leaderships, they let people do their jobs. So let me keep going. So here we are, and I don't give a shit how long this video ends up being. Let me let you know that. I'm doing it and talking about every point topic I have, and we're going to maybe change law enforcement for the better. Well, you police chiefs out there, you want to change shit? Get the people who really are affected on the table. And I don't mean five of your cops and you put one civic leader and say, oh, we're getting the community involved. No, you're not. You know you're not. Get Larry Lawton or an ex-con in your area, a guy who's changed his life, could tell you what happened in the system. How about getting a prison official, a guard, not the warden. Get a guard, front line. Get another guy who just got out of prison. Get an African-American in that community. Get a Hispanic in that community. Get a business owner who's a minority in that community. Get another business owner who's a Hispanic in that community. And get a white guy who's in that community. And of course, get your frontline cops on that committee. You should be nothing but a guy who says, let me hear all your thoughts, everybody, and put it together the right way. Because right now, policy sucks. Whether it's chokeholds, which now are being banned, obviously, because of a lot of things that are going on. I live in a community that the sheriff, you know, was a big proponent. Oh, we use this. Listen, he's nothing but a, I call him a media hound. I don't even get why people call him a media hound. He has a media budget, but it's the biggest waste of money in the community. I mean, you go on his YouTube and he's got 4,000 subscribers. If that's any kind of that you need a budget from the taxpayers, I don't get it. He's got a Facebook following. He has no connection with the local paper, which is a pretty big paper, the Florida Today. He's got no connection with the news organizations. They look at him like, man, this guy's a grandstander. He's got one magazine called Space Coast Daily, which is not too slick of a magazine as well, and they just started some crap, and it's just terrible. But I'm not going to, you know, this ain't about the media or not. Law enforcement leadership's another whole video. This video is just about policing in general. So if you want to get the right policies down, you need to get the right people at the table. You know, this guy who sent out a thing, he's rewriting the new training manual. You got some balls to rewrite a new training manual when you've been a chief of police and that's what you do. You better be having, I didn't get called in this community. And not only just didn't I get called, you know, you could say, oh, Larry just wants to be, no, I don't have time. I won't even be on your committee. But I think I can recommend somebody who should be on your community and on your board and take their input seriously. And then every draft that comes, everyone on that board should have to approve it. That's getting a policy that's set for the people, not for the police. Not for the police. Obviously, police have the biggest input because you guys are the ones. And let me emphasize this again. I respect good cops. Just take the one point. I don't get it why cops wouldn't want cameras. If I was a police officer, and I mean a street officer, not the honorary cop I am, I'm talking about a guy in a car every day, I would not want to be on that police department if I didn't have a body camera, if I'm a good cop. You know, I ask this all the time. What's the negative to having a camera on you? You tell me. Only bad cops don't want cameras. Let me explain one situation, and maybe you as a chief, if you're listening, or you are a cop or listening, are going to say, wow, I do want body cameras. Let's say it's 2 in the morning, and two African-American kids are going to rob some person on the street. But the person left, and they got a gun, and he ran, and he didn't want to be talked to the cops for whatever reason. He ran. A lone cop car pulls up. The car pulls up on the side, so there's no camera. The camera's facing the front way. And he gets out, he points his gun, because they got a gun. They got a gun. And he says, drop the gun. Police. Kid levels the gun, takes a shot, or doesn't even take a shot, just levels that gun. Cop shoots him. Good shooting. The dude falls down. The gun falls. The other kid, the other African-American kid, takes the gun and runs away. Now you got a dead African-American kid and a cop standing there with a gun saying, hey, these kids had a gun. Who do I believe? To be honest, the cops don't have the trust anymore. Who do you believe? Do you say, oh yeah, I just believe them? Now that good cop who had a good shooting is in trouble. So if I'm a good cop, I'm the cop that you want, there isn't a chance in hell I would be on your department unless I had a body camera. Because body cameras protect good cops. Again, since we're on that and we're in policy, one of the policies will be that camera will never be shut off. I mean, there's private time, and I mean all that kind of normal stuff, any kind of incident. They have policies out already, but they can set policies that the community now is going to agree with. And you know what? If the camera happened to be stopped or bullshit and they prove it, and they can prove it so many ways, he's fired. He's out. Done. And whatever happens, happens. Because at that point, we can't trust somebody. And that's wrong. It's dead freaking wrong. There was an incident in the Melbourne Police Department here, 4 or 5 years ago. A cop actually went into the system in his car to finagle the camera in the car. Was caught red-handed. I don't even think he was fired. I don't get that one either. But that's the problems you have with law enforcement, is the trust factor. Well, we could stop that trust factor with cameras right away. It's sad to me when I see a civilian video exposing something, because that tells me right away we need a camera. Because if that camera wasn't there, what if that guy got away with it? If there wasn't a camera on the George Floyd case, would we have the unrest we do now? Would we have the want of change that we do have now? I don't know. And I think it's bullshit. So that's number one. So that's policy. And it's got to be done right, and it has to be wanted by all the higher-ups. Let me explain one thing in law enforcement before I get to the next part. Law enforcement change doesn't come from the rank and file. Law enforcement change comes from the top. Top down. You know, the chief of police, why I am a police officer, or honorary police officer in the city of Lake St. Louis, Missouri, was because the chief there, to this day, is one of my good friends, Mike Force, and the new chief there, Chris DiGiuseppe, is one of the best guys I know. They got great morals. They got qualities that are morals and values that are just off the charts. Great guys. That doesn't mean they're not a screw up either sometimes, or whatever they did in their lives. They're good people. Let me tell you why. Because the police chief there gives out awards for the one who speaks at the most churches, or the cop that coaches Little League, or the cop that changes flats and assists people. He never gives out awards for most arrests, most DUIs, because you know what he told me? If you do that, you're going to have bad arrests, because they want to please the chief. And that's the damn truth. All they want. Listen, the officers are very moldable. These kind of cops are impressionable. And they should be impressionable by the right kind of stuff. So if the chief is giving out awards, if you want to speak at a church, or if you want to, you know, he sees changing flats. That's what he did. That blew me away once, and that's one of the reasons I accepted a badge out of his city, and we become very good friends, and we talk all the time, and he's one of my mentors in law enforcement, and I will stick up with him, and I'll stand up at any stage in the country, in the world, with that man, because that man has values, and that man's just a good man at heart, and he wants to help the community, as he tells me the next part, and we're going to get into the part, this is very important again, it's hiring. What do you mean hiring? Listen, not everybody's made to be a cop, period. Whether it's your demeanor, whether it's your temperament, whether it's your immaturity or fear, you find cases all the time. I was reading in a local blog called Volusia Exposed, where the sheriff's department in Volusia County, which was Sheriff Mike Chitwood, actually signed off on a cop that was actually, I guess, dismissed, or he ended up resigning. He was under an investigation, right, for cowardice. Was it really cowardice? I don't know. But I will tell you, you need to hire the right people. Law enforcement is one of the toughest jobs in the world, and it really is. There's no way do I believe law enforcement is just, oh, let's get a guy that has a clean background check and he didn't smoke weed, and that's another thing that's bullshit, that, oh, he's the kind of guy we want. No, it's not. You know, listen, do I think I could be a good cop even with my criminal? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I've been where that person stands. I have compassion. I have empathy. And those are the things that we need in police officers. We also need the guys got the balls to go in, save my life. And don't think for one second I don't respect these cops so much. These cops that do the right thing. These cops that want to help people in the right way. These cops that are a part of the community. When you hire someone, you want a cop that's going to be your neighbor, that if you go there with your 13-year-old kid because you found some cocaine or whatever in there, he's not going to arrest the kid. Oh, I got to arrest him. You know, it is cocaine. Oh, he'll get the lesson that way. The system won't screw him up. Bullshit. We know the system will fuck him up. And the system's a whole nother thing we're going to take the next time. I'm going to do a video on state attorneys and attorney generals and what their role should be. But we're on law enforcement right now. And I want that cop who uses good judgment. I want that cop that has empathy and compassion and realize where he came from. You know, it sickens me. I know judges in the community I'm in. They sit up there on their high horse on the bench, and that's another video we're doing. And I know they were dealing drugs, were drug addicts, and partied and all the shit in the world when they were attorneys or lawyers. Now they're passing major judgment with no compassion, no empathy. Who the fuck do you think you are? Sickens me, these people. These people are not part of my community or any community I want to live in. But they're here, and they're in your community as well. So let me keep going. So when I talked about hiring, you got to not only hire all the qualities I said, and I mean you have to now pay them. You have to pay the cop. And I don't mean a bullshit wage. When I hear that there's a police department around here starting at a cop at $26,000 a year, I say, are you fucking kidding me? How the fuck can that guy can't pay his rent? And now when he runs across a car and there's $100,000 in the back seat and he's a drug addict and you don't think $20,000 can come up, listen, you're pushing such temptation. And again, if you hire the right guy, he won't do it. But you're pushing such temptation on somebody that's wrong. It's dead fucking wrong. You got to pay these people. You got to pay them a good wage. Not just a okay wage. You got to pay them a good wage. Same as I believe in teachers. And another topic. But you need to give these cops a good wage. You need to pay them. And I don't mean make them work more and more in doubles and triples and off-duty gigs and all this shit. That should be a luxury that they put aside for going on vacation. That should be a luxury that they go buy something nice for their wife or their grandkids or whoever the hell they are. That shouldn't be what they need to do to pay the bills. That's bullshit, people. They need to be paid. But again, you need to hire the right people. And who are the right people? How about the people who represent the community you're in? When I see a police department with 20% African American and 5% African American cops, you're not representing your community. When I see a community with 50% minority and I see a police department with 10% minority, that's not representing your community. That's just not representing your community. It's wrong. We need to represent it, and you can find good candidates if you pay them right. So, you know, a lot of that has to come together, and it needs to come together in the right way. And obviously, we all know in this, what I'm talking about is getting the right people, having them fight, follow the right policies, and those policies are very important. And then, now we hire the right people. We got cops that give a shit. We got cops that you know that you can go out there and flag him down, and he's, one, not going to be an asshole, period. He's going to be helping. Now, do cops have bad days? Absolutely. Should they be called out on it? Absolutely. Here's the reason cops can't have a bad day like the guy down at the Walmart or the guy down at the Home Depot or the guy down at a tech company down your road. Because when a cop has a bad day, he could take somebody's liberty or their life under the color of law. Think of what I just said there. A bad day, and he ruins somebody's life. Can't happen. Can't happen. In that case, under the policies, after hiring, we have to have that policy where they're reviewed, and things have to be changed. You know, cops never admit when they're wrong. That's the big problem, and they don't police themselves, but that's at the end. The next thing, training. You know, I was in the military. I was in the military for almost 8 years. And you know what we did every single day? Train. I was in the United States Coast Guard, and we had a mission. We were doing search and rescue, and we were doing law enforcement. And you know what we did every single day? Train. I ended up being a boat captain of a small boat and rescue boat and boarding boat in the Coast Guard, and rescued many people, been on major incidents. I was on the Freedom Flotilla, and that's why in 1980-81 it happened, and that's why I have so much respect for Cuban people, because I saw what they went through to get away from a negative regime, or get away from a country that oppresses its people. Sadly, we're getting there. And don't think we're not. Don't think I'm being, Larry's being a little bit dramatic. No, I'm not. No, I'm fucking not. You know, we're becoming into a country where it's either haves or have-nots, or, you know, big daddy government all over your ass. It shouldn't be like that, man. It should not be like that, period. Well, training. What is training? You know, I don't care what percentage a cop has to be on the road and the money, again, they need. But they need training. And I don't mean go to the academy. I did some research on other countries. Germany, England, when they get a year's training, a year. You know what the United States gets? 8 weeks. Get the fuck out of here. Are you off your rockers? We're not training these guys. And I don't mean shootings, and that's another whole thing, and, you know, tools and stuff. You know, the training cops need should be constant, not occasional. It should be constant. There should be a day a week that they go for training. A day a week. Things should be instinctive when they run across something. It shouldn't be, oh, what should I do? Do I remember that training? And then we hold them accountable for when we don't train them. And that's wrong. Again, that's wrong. We need to give the guys we hire with good pay and good policies all the training and tools they need to be successful to protect me. Listen, I'm a citizen. I pay taxes in this community. That means I deserve, and I am one of the people you work for. Police chiefs, don't get it wrong. Don't get twisted, man. You guys work for the community. I know you want to, you know, a lot of police chiefs, it's me, they come, they fucking wear their 4 stars and all this. Great, love it, respect you. Off the gun, off the jump. You respect me. Because I am a citizen who actually pays your salary. Whatever percentage that is, I don't care if it's 1/1000th of a cent, I pay your salary. And that should mean something. You should respect people. You should listen to them. And I'm not talking every kook on the street. I'm talking about you need to listen to the people who are coming with constructive stuff. And don't just blow them off, because that's where people are getting too fucking pissed off. And that's why you have the unrest. You know, the George Floyd incident was very bad.
And every chief I know and every cop I know says it. But you know what? It wasn't the first. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's exactly what it was. It was that incident right there why crazy shit happened. And that's why the shit is still unrest. And you know why I see it? And this is the one point I think is good about it. And I'm talking about the good protests. I'm talking about the good walks and marches and everything else. And yes, Black Lives Matter. Here is what the whole big thing is. You know, you're not just seeing African American or Hispanic. You're seeing every race, creed, age out there on the streets because they realize law enforcement's gotten out of control. I know some chiefs are going, fuck him, you know, I run a great city, I do that. You know, you need to look in the mirror and you need to see someone bring in. You know, as a businessman, let me tell you something. I think I run a great YouTube channel. I got people who talk to me all the time and set me straight. I have a team of people, a manager and an editor and a social media director that tell me what I'm doing wrong. And you know what? I do a lot wrong and I try to make it better. And that's what you need to do as a police chief. You need to set yourself straight and figure out what's true or not. And you know what? Stop reading your own positive press releases, because they're not all right. Trust me. We have a sheriff in the community I am that thinks he's, you know, he walks on water. Well, he don't. He should get community people in to truly, if he wanted to, get truly people in to talk about what's right and wrong with his department and what he needs to change. Because if you don't do that, you're just gonna, you know, become a dictator. Or a demagogue, something that's so wrong. My mind's trying to stay without really getting off track. And I talked about money, and let me explain money, and let me explain defunding of the police. So many people have that word wrong. Oh, who you want to defund the police? You don't want police. That's not what it is, people. Defunding the police means stop the fucking spending of these police that is out of control. And you go, what do you mean, lads? We have a tight budget. We don't do it. Listen, I went over a budget with the police department I live in, and I looked what they spend their confiscation funds on. And I'll tell you what, to credit to the chief of police, he told me straight up, Larry, after you had a meeting with the city manager and the council, I started looking at what we do, and I have changed. So I give them credit, because a lot of times it goes by them. They get a lot of money from governments, and there is money out there for every law enforcement agency out there. So let's not say there isn't. It's not a money issue. You want cameras, you'll get money for cameras. Trust me, the federal government will give you money under the COPS program, which is community-oriented policing services. A lot of other ways to get money for positive law enforcement change. So you got to think outside the box. That's why you're a chief. You're not a chief because you just stayed in the department and you didn't get in trouble. You're a chief, so you have, hopefully innovative ways of thinking and changing things and positive leadership to bring the community forward. So, money, money, money. What do I mean by defunding the police? Let me tell you exactly what I mean by that. You know, when you see a police department with a military command center, I ask, why do you need that command center? How many times a year do you use that command center? And I mean really use that command center. If you use it one, I don't think you use it one time a year, twice a year. What'd you pay for that? $1 million? How much maintenance is on that vehicle? How many people have to be trained in that vehicle? Way too many. When they say defund the police, how about take the money you spent on that vehicle? However you got it. I don't want to hear about, I didn't pay. Oh, you see these departments that get vehicles from the military. And they go, oh, we didn't pay for them. They were giving us the free. Well, man hours is not free. Maintenance is not free. Training is not free. So stop the bullshit that it's free. You know, my dad used to tell me, he goes, son, there's nothing free in this world. And my dad was right. Well, keeping it going, stop with that. You don't need it. You do not need it. You need one department in the area. In the area I live, we have a big enough sheriff's department who has a helicopter and command centers, and quite frankly, they need it. But they need it for the whole entire community. And stop with this, oh, we don't patrol your area, we can't use it. Bullshit. You live in this community, It should be available to everybody in the community. You know why, Sheriff? Because everyone in the community paid for it with their tax dollars. I don't care what city you lived in. You paid to the government. You paid to the Brevard County government. So you should be allowed to and give it. And if you have to charge that residence and however it works for man hours, I know there's a calculation for helicopters and stuff of that nature. I get it. But these police departments don't need it. They do not need command centers that waste money. You need to take $1 million or whatever that money is and maybe build basketball courts in disadvantaged areas to keep kids busy. How about, you know, obstacle courses in kids? How about a tournament with inner city kids against the police? Have multiple tournaments. Let's get the engagement big. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you would have a whole different animal with law enforcement. That's number one. So, money, money, money. Yes, you need money. Yes, you need to pay your officers right. And you should. And you should get the budget you need. But you should not get this money and its wasteful spending. So when people say defund the police, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking to abolish the police. And if they are, I'm off that chart. I don't believe in it. We need law enforcement, but we need good law enforcement. We need compassionate and empathetic law enforcement officers. We don't need tyrants. We don't need this us against them mentality. Get off your fucking horse. All right, lastly, community policing, Larry's biggest issue. Listen, I've been dealing with community policing since I got out of prison. And the reason I went to community policing was because when I got out of prison, one of my goals was to prevent people from going in prison because I saw too many young people come to prison. And those young people came to prison and they ruined their lives. Now, did they make mistakes? Absolutely. Do they need to be held accountable? Absolutely. Do they need their lives ruined? Fuck no. They do not need their lives ruined. They need a correction. They need, you know, I sit around and sometimes smoke cigars. You all know I love my cigars. I'll sit around and smoke cigars with police chiefs, and they talk about how they could have been right where I was. Right where I was. They didn't get caught. Or something happened along the way that changed them. And I don't know anybody who's perfect except Jesus Christ, the only man I know. And I will tell you right now that, or whatever deity you out there on this channel pray to or see as your God, if you want, even if you don't see a God, I don't care how you look at that. There's nobody perfect is what I'm getting at. Nobody. So stop that bullshit like, you know, oh, well, you know, I never did. That's where these judges piss me off. And I'm telling you, I'm going to do old judge one. But on this video, policing video, community policing means stop the fucking shit that you're doing over and over again. As they always say, do the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is a sign of an idiot. And it's so true. I see them say, oh, we're in the inner city. We're going to the, you know, third grade classes and we're doing that. Well, obviously, guys, it's not working. How, you know, why aren't you going to the 15-year-old kid whose his dad is in jail, his mom's thinking he hates you? That's the kid I want to change. Why don't you come to a guy like me and try to connect with that community? I have programs. The Reality Check program, which is my company, has programs built to connect communities with the police. Totally. The police just want to have to do it. They have to want it. That's the biggest problem right now. A lot of times they don't give a shit. And they're all too old school. But community policing, there's so many ways to do community policing in the right way. From Shaquille O'Neal, inner city stuff. There's so many problems I can't get into here. I'm not going to waste a whole video on them. But true community policing is coming to a guy like myself or another guy. Or a pastor, or not just a pastor, because some people aren't religion. How about that NAACP guy, or that guy that you know connects with young people? Maybe he's the auto mechanic down the road that helps kids, and you heard about him, and hey, he helps kids. Why don't you bring him in? And I don't give a shit if you give him a stipend to help. but you guys need to connect with the community. There's no way this us against them battle is going to keep getting better unless you connect with the community, because you can't hire enough cops. You're seeing that in Portland, you're seeing that in Chicago. And don't get me wrong, they're all wrong. Those riots are wrong. The shit that's going on is wrong. What is wrong with cops is they're not trying to connect with the community in a real way. Yeah, they give it some what I call bullshit lip service. Or it's like, you know, they give the little thing. How about bringing people in who really do it? And let's see the effort that happens. I've seen a great cop here in the city of Palm Bay who actually helps homeless people. And boy, I'm telling you, the guy got my respect up, down, sideways, backwards. Good for him. He does it on his own. You know it's in his heart. And that goes back to hiring the right people. You got the right people who want to help people and not judge people, because that's what you need. That's exactly what you need. You know, law enforcement officers and the big chiefs, the big problem with law enforcement officers is this. They've been around for 30 years, 20 years, 30 years, and they're stuck in the fucking old guard. This is the way my mentor did it. This is the way he did it. Well, he's retired. He was a dick. Maybe not a dick, but the guy lived in a different time, and his way is not the way now. You have to want to connect with the community. I was very impressed with the chief of police in my community, and I see him walking with the community leaders. And I really think he wants to help the community. I think he has to do more things, and he has to direct the people under him in a better way, or you know, more positive way, and get those programs in there, get the funding in there. You know, he has enough issues with the city, and that's another problem, but that he can't handle that. But I think he's on the right track, and I hope they are. But I hear all the time bad cops. So that gets me to the final thing, what police officers need. You know, I discussed this with him, and he goes, I think they need a citizens review board. Yes, even small police departments. Yes. A lot of big ones have them, New York, LA, Chicago. We need them in all police departments. I don't care if it's a five-man review board. You know, there's certain people in communities who hear more about what's going on than others. They don't want to come forward because they know it's not either nothing's going to happen or they're going to be, you know, looked that bad, or it's going to get back to the cops that are in their area and they're going to get abused or get harassed. And don't think it don't happen, chiefs, because it does. But they need a qualified board on every single police department. I don't give a fuck if you got 5 cops, or you got 100 cops, or you got 1,000 cops. Every one of them need a good citizens review board where an ex-con can call me and say, hey, Larry, man, this cop did this, this, and this to me. I'll look into it. I'll weed out the bullshit or not. I'll give him some to help. And then I go to the chief. And I'm the one who brought it, so the cop don't even know who did it. And they might figure it out. And if they've caught to be any kind of retribution, again, that cop's got to go. Because one of the biggest problems cops have is they don't police themselves. I say this all the time. In law enforcement, in any profession, my profession, or the Walmart, or the office building, or the doctor's office, let me ask you a question. Do you know who the shitty employee is? Do you know the guy who steals little pencils or does shit? Do you know the guy who's the slacker who's always outside smoking when he should have been working and taking off time when he shouldn't and asking somebody to switch his time card? Everybody knows those people. Well, law enforcement knows it too. They know who the assholes are. Trust me, they know who the assholes are. The problem is they don't want to out them. So we need to change the whole culture of how law enforcement polices itself. And that's unions and everything. But a lot, cops need to police themselves, period. Because until they do, nobody's going to trust them. Because you know what happens? Right down the road, there's a cop. I know he smokes weed. I don't give a shit. But now he's out busting a kid for weed. How does that look? Now, everybody in this community knows he does. How does that look? Think about what I just said. You know, not that a cop, and again, I'm going to get back to that. It goes back to that hiring practice. I don't give a shit if the cop, every cop should smoke weed, know what it's like and feels and everything else, to be honest with you. That Lily White dude that is perfect and all that bullshit, to me, is a shitty cop. I want the cop who knows streets, street smart cop, knows what's really important. That's the kind of cops we need. Well, with what I said, I hope I get to everybody. And to end it, let me tell you how we get to everything. I'm talking to politicians now, and I'm talking to local politicians. If you're a councilman, if you're a commissioner, you run the police department, not them. We have too many small communities that the people who are in those positions, whether it's city manager, whether it's police chief, fire chief, or department heads for the roads, they all don't give a fuck about you on the council. You guys need to change that. You work for the people. I vote you in. There's an election coming up. I want everybody out there to vote. Please, young people, please vote. I have to emphasize it like this. You voting on your local level is more important than you voting for the presidency. Believe me, it is. Because your local government is the ones that affect your life the most. So you need to get out there. You need to vote. Please, everybody, vote. And councilman, and you go to your councilman and you tell him, listen, if you don't do this, I'm going to campaign against you and do everything I can to get you out of office. Because that's the problem we have right now. Police chiefs don't respect the commission and the mayors and fire department chiefs and city managers. They think they walk on water. They need to get their ass handed to them. Fired. They fired one here. You know what stupidity they did? Before doing any kind of real search, they gave the next one a contract. Why wouldn't you search for somebody who might be a little bit better fit for the city? Because you're going to save a few monies on a search? Bullshit. Now what happens when this one's incapable? And if they've been in that same kind of system for a long time, guess what? They're probably infected. That's how I look at it. Anyway, everybody, I want you to stay safe. Law enforcement, I respect you. Don't think I don't for a second. But I think you need to be held accountable for your actions just like I am. When I see anything happening out there and a cop is treated differently, that's wrong. You got a hard job, and I get it. Don't, if you're going to complain about it, quit. You don't belong in that position, period. But you know what? You need to be held accountable just like Larry Lawton is held accountable if he makes a mistake. And Larry Lawton doesn't make a mistake legally. I'm not going to do that. Damn sure I ain't going to do anything in this public place, in this world, and get myself and ruin my company and ruin who I am. Because I changed, and I think people can change. And I'm not saying just wipe out law enforcement, of course, but you know what? Hire the right people. Get the right people in there. Just a quick recap. Policy, do it right. Hiring, do it right. Training, do it right. Money, do it right. And community policing. Listen, if you need any more advice and you're a chief of police, you can contact my office. I'll gladly speak to you. Try to help you. I have all that crap. I'm not worried about that. I do quite well here where I am. And you know, I'm here to try to help. And young people, get out and vote. That's your job. Get out and vote. All right, everybody. Remember, people change. I went to prison at 34. I got out at 46. I'm a different man. So please, law enforcement, don't give up on anybody. I heard that by our chief of police years back, and it made me sick. I said, some of the young people I could just forget about. They're not worth it. We don't have the money. Bullshit. Look what happened to me. Anyway, people, please stay strong, stay safe, make good choices, vote, vote, vote. Have a great day, everybody. Lots of love, lots of respect. God bless. Larry out.